Moving on, Sailor Moon, Cowboy Bebop, Princess Mononoke, The Vision of Escaflowne are some of the popular Japanese anime viewed by millions of teenagers and even adults all over the world.
Recently, a convention was held for the many anime lovers in Anchorage. Here's ATME correspondent Gwen Buckland with more.
On March 4th, hundreds of anime fans gathered in the West High Cafeteria for SenshiCon, Anchorage's first known convention for Japanese animation. The event served to educate people about Japanese culture, as well as provide a place where everyone could come in costume and meet other anime fans in the community. The convention was organized by the West High Anime Club, in which I am the president. Anime, short for animation in Japan, refers to the Japanese-style cartoons which have gained lots of popularity in America over the years. It has become so popular that every year across the U.S., conventions are organized purely for anime fans. However, anime fans in the Anchorage area have been missing out. That's why I decided it's time for Alaska to have an anime convention of its own. My job was to plan out and run the entire convention. It was a lot of work, but it was also a lot of fun. We had events such as contests, anime showings, and manga and video game booths. We also had scheduled events such as the costume contest, anime dating game, and even a contest to see who could eat the most wasabi. Eric Otteson, organizer of the Dance Dance Revolution event, said working out all the details was hard at first.
In short, really complex. Because we had to use a PC-based software set instead of the normal versions for Sony's PlayStation 2 system, we had, for legality reasons, among other things, it actually took quite a lot of setup in them. But once we finally got it working, it was going nonstop. I mean, there were players all the time for the whole event.
DDR is an arcade game which involves stepping on arrows that correspond with arrows scrolling up the screen. There were players of all levels. Otteson said there were DDR players from the people you see going crazy at the arcades to the inexperienced. A large part of any anime convention is cosplay. Short for costume play, it means dressing up like a character from an anime or comic book. Angela Push was in charge of the costume contest.
It was really fun. Kind of stressful, but turned out to be easier than I thought. Next time I'm getting better judges, though.
One of the less organized events was the ramen eating contest, which we are determined to plan better next year. The pinata, however, was quite popular. Convention goers were offered a chance to hit Yugi, a character from the anime and card game known as Yu-Gi-Oh! A Yu-Gi-Oh! Card tournament was also held. But is anime all Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon? No way. Part of our goal with SenshiCon was to educate people that over in Japan, they have cartoons and comic books for all ages, adults included. It's not kid stuff, and it's not just for nerds as some people think. In fact, most of the people who came to SenshiCon were high school students. Jeremiah Linquist remembers how he got involved with anime.
That's easy. I watched anime and just liked it, that's all.
Although most of my time at the convention was spent hosting events or helping everyone know what to do, I had a lot of fun, and I still got to cosplay as Kagome from Inuyasha, as well as meet a lot of cool anime fans from around the state. SenshiCon provided a great opportunity for people who wanted to go to an anime convention but didn't have the money or transportation to attend one in the lower 48, and we are definitely planning to host it again next year. For ATME, I'm Gwen, also known as Kagome.